Send a movie idea.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where we will, I'll be honest, forget about it as soon as we leave the studio. I'm Joel, a man who puts the bus in show business, and across from me is John, a man who I continue to podcast with because of those photographs he threatens to leak to the press.
How is the bus company going anyway?
It's really good, mate. It's really good. Yeah.
Buses for the stars.
Yeah, they quite quiet, but it's all right because the ticket prices are so astronomical, so that, like, just, you know, regular folk won't get on them.
How was the Pasquale wedding anyway?
It was great. Yeah.
Top weekend.
We're on episode 9.
Madness.
That doesn't sound like much, John, but S-Town was only 7 episodes, so.
We're two better than S-Town. I felt it in my bones.
That's just maths, mate. That's maths. The more of a thing, the better the thing.
Yeah.
Look at the Transformers films.
Who's ever said quality, not quantity? Or quantity.
Yeah.
Quantity. Cool. Should we do some films?
All right. You first.
Chewbacca to the Future. I know we've done Back to the Future.
We have, but...
Sorry, that one was from Jane.
Lovely name, Jane.
I know we've done Back to the Future before, but I think there are certain films that we will just, like, they have almost like a unticked next to them. The big ones, your Jurassic Parks, your Jaws.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to run out of ideas Star pretty Wars. Quick. Chewbacca to the Future.
Yeah. I'll play the spoiler foghorn. Everyone's heard of the spoiler foghorn. Here's the spoiler foghorn.
It's me, the spoiler foghorn.
I should probably say for what film. The spoiler foghorn for Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Maybe he goes back to try and save Han from being killed.
Shit.
That's quite a deep.
That is
Chewbacca
quite deep.
To the future.
That is quite deep. I was just imagining Chewbacca on a skateboard, but you've really gone for it there.
And he shoots them all. He gets in the DeLorean. He goes back 10 minutes, kills Kylo.
I'm into it. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
You want one from me?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from Chris. The Norbit. It's Eddie Murphy in Middle Earth. So it's like The Hobbit.
Oh!
Yeah.
Right. The Hobbit.
So I reckon in this, Eddie Murphy plays everyone. Because that's his strong suit. It's similar to what I was saying at the top. The more Eddie Murphy's in a film, the better the film.
Same with Mike Myers.
Absolutely the same with Mike Myers. So Eddie Murphy, he's Gandalf. He's Bilbo. He's the dragon.
Oh.
He's everywhere. There isn't a character in this that isn't Eddie Murphy.
I like it.
But there is... Oh, no, sorry. There isn't a Bilbo because it's Norbit. Or hang on. No, it's exactly The Hobbit, but it's Norbit instead of The Hobbit.
Have you seen Norbit?
No. No one's seen Norbit.
Maybe Norbit doesn't exist.
Imagine that. Elaborate PR move.
Yeah. They just made a poster,
sort of
put Eddie
thing.
Murphy on some stuff, and went, here you go. Norbit, next.
Yeah, no one will go and watch that. We can just pretend there's a film.
Look, all I'm saying is we're breaking it wide open here on the Dream Factory. Norbit was a tax evasion scheme.
Norbit doesn't exist.
All right, here's one from Greg that I really like. Cantina Band of Brothers. They're all Star Wars. They're all Star Wars
They're
this week.
Souls, yeah. Cantina Band of Brothers. That's good. I like that. So The Cantina Band, what?
They're like conscribed to the military.
The Star Wars military rebel. Or the second or the American military in the Second World War.
So it's Band of Brothers, the TV show, just soundtracked by
that bit would work. You know the bit where he runs through the village.
Yeah,
you can imagine that with the Cantina soundtrack.
It's got a kind of Benny Hill vibe.
It has got a Benny Hill vibe to it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm into that.
Or alternatively, if you want to go serious, they're like conscribed into the big Rebel Alliance Empire War.
If you want to go as serious.
as a band of brothers. And it's a great drama. And all of the actors who are famous in 10 years start in it. Because that's what happened with actual Band of Brothers, isn't it? It's like Fassbender, Hardy, all of them.
Schwimmer. He was that Band of Brothers made David Schwimmer so famous. He was like, he'd been around the edges a little bit before that, but his breakthrough role was in Band of Brothers.
What about this one? We're just ploughing through them today.
Fine,
this is going to be 10 plus films this week.
Well, good. What did I say at the top? Quantity, not quality.
Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, a film about a barbecue gone wrong, gone grill. That one's from Liam. Thank you, Liam.
Okay, good. So, I mean, personal experience. This literally happened to me this summer.
What, you lost the grill?
The grill went. You were there.
Oh, yeah.
So, last summer, I had a barbecue.
Yeah.
It was one of the best barbecues of the year. Everyone was saying it, weren't they?
GQ Men of the Year. The Barbecuer of the Year, Joel.
Exactly. It was ridiculous, and I've been riding on that wave through to the next summer. I've been like, don't worry, guys. I'll be throwing another barbecue next year. It's going to be top. So I threw in a great barbecue. I cooked some amazing food on the barbecue. It's in my garden. The barbecue was essentially a bit of old rust.
Yeah.
That I kind of plugged up with charcoal and put a grill on.
So the legs were there. The frame bit that holds the grill were there, but the bit where the charcoal should be was kind of just a gaping hole.
Yeah, but
rust.
I plugged that with charcoal.
Yeah, I mean, you did
a
great job.
Which was a genius move. And it was a serviceable barbecue. Everyone had a lovely time. This summer rolls round, I do the same thing. Invites out a month before. Everyone's excited. Everyone knows what they're bringing. It's going to be fucking great.
Save the date. It was great.
Big save the date. Everyone's ready for the grill.
The cards were shaped like grills.
The cards were in the grill shape. I'd got so cocky about this. I was so adamant I'd smash it again, following the same formula. I went to Asda in the week. I spent more money than is feasible for things like that. We're talking nearly £150. Landlord comes around on the Monday, mows the lawn. Perfect. A few days for it to grow in so that it's not, you know, bare, but it's going to look fine. Thursday, come home from work, gone grill. There's no fucking...
It's your true life story.
There's no rusted husk in my garden anymore. An absolute shambles, mate. And so I had to get those instant barbecues that are £2 a pop. Let me tell you now, they don't cook... They cook fuck all.
Yeah.
They are shit. I will never let this podcast be sponsored by instant barbecues. And I urge everyone listening to never buy an instant barbecue. If you want to cook more than a sausage on that, you've got no hope.
Campaign starts here, guys.
Yeah. Ban instant
barbecues.
Say no
to instant.
There's nothing instant about them.
Also, just on a side note from that day, I bought Joel a collection of 12 cupcakes shaped like little pugs. So
yeah, that's good. Well, at least we have something to eat.
Gone Grill then. I think that's all we need to... The real life story of Joel Grove.
Yeah, what is it, like a hard-hitting doc? Like a biopic?
Yeah, of that day.
Yeah.
And it's got like testimony from me. I mostly talk about the pug cupcakes.
Lots of talking head stuff. I'd like that.
What about this one from Grace? Cash Me Outside... How about Da Vinci Code?
The big laugh. All right, so it's a good title, which was about 30% of that laugh. 70% of the laugh was John's delivery. If you could have seen him, there was a real shoulder twist and swivel for the big reveal. Because I didn't know where it was going. I thought it was going to be Cash Me Outside, How About That, the movie. But no, Cash Me Outside, How About Da Vinci Code? So what's happening here? Is she the assistant to Tom Hanks' character?
No. So
are there clues in her music? Because she's a musician now.
I was thinking more opening scene, monk running through a church.
Yep.
Trying to get there in time. Shot in the back of the head. Holding a piece of paper. Bobby Langdon comes up, takes up that piece of paper. Cash me outside. How about that?
And it's like a meme. And it's all the messages are hidden in various memes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So it's instead of using old religious texts and
memes.
Stuff, it's just...
Get the kids into the cinema. It's a language they can understand.
Who would be doing this? Who would be the big boss of meme culture? Do you think it is Pepe?
I think it's Pepe the Frog. Yeah, because he's evil as well, right?
Yeah.
He's distributing the memes. There's hidden messages in those memes.
And like, he, you know, there's some sort of cultural comment about the fact that the President of the United States is basically
exactly.
a walking meme.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I deep like it this. Goes.
Yeah, okay. Take me to the White House. That's one of the lines that Bobby Langdon says at one point.
Does he?
No.
Oh, in that does. Film. Yeah, he says, didn't he say take me to a library in The Da Vinci Code? In an action movie.
Yeah, but we're changing it up. He says take me to the
White House.
Yeah, and take me to the White House. And he gets there. Donald Trump's painted his face green.
Nice. I thought
he's
it was going to be
mind.
Donald Trump removes his mask and he is a giant frog.
Yeah, that could work. And he's still controlled by Cash Me Outside. How about that girl?
Yeah, she's...
She's the mastermind.
She's the head honcho, yeah.
Bad Luck Brian's there. There's like... there's that scumbag Steve.
Yeah, we're just start naming memes now, aren't we? I think your meme references are a bit old. There's that guy who looks over his shoulder at another woman.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Looks like he's...
He's one of the new memes.
He's the Robert Langdon character.
Yeah.
He's constantly checking out girls. He can't solve it because he's constantly checking out new girls. We happy with that?
Happy with it, mate.
Thanks, Grace.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What about... This one has come in from Bex.
Thanks, Bex.
Wreck It Ralph. And they've specified it's the clown.
Which clown?
It.
Oh, I was thinking about trying to think about a clown named Ralph.
No.
There aren't any famous Ralph clowns.
No, so it's video game world. Evil clowns. Convincing video game characters to go into drains before eating them.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. I can imagine it.
And you need two hardened detectives to break this wide open.
Who would do that? Do you know any?
Well, the problem is, if you're going back to episode one, our hardened detective was Rob Schneider. But I believe now our hardened detectives are Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
All three of them. Rob Schneider's their boss.
There's the movie I want to see.
You can do it!
Since episode one, Rob Schneider's been promoted. He's off the beat now. He's in the office.
Yeah.
Pencil pushing, but he's not enjoying it. So he gets out for one last case, and it's in a video game world with clowns.
He gets sucked into the video game by it.
Yes.
And Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman have to go and save him.
Nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, they don't save him.
And sadly, the world loses one of its great actors. And it's a crying shame.
Right. How about this one from Stu? A live action remake of the Lego movie.
What's Lego in it? Nothing.
Well, I don't know. And also, there is a live action bit in
That's
the
Lego.
Lego movie.
That's done in Lego.
So there's these massive Lego figures.
Yeah,
who
with
own
the claw
humans.
Hands. The big claw hands.
Who own a city of humans.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's in there as the evil guy.
I mean, that would be an expensive movie to make because the amount of licensing that they have to get, you know, there's like Superman.
Oh yeah,
they don't have to be in it. Harry Potter's in it. I can't remember now. It's a great film.
It's a great film.
I mean, if it's a shot for shot remake where the real bits are in Lego and the Lego bits are real,
yeah, that's what it is.
That's it.
Yeah,
everything is awesome. Next, this one's from Jason Moanageddon.
Oh, That makes me feel sad.
I love the film Moana.
A brilliant film. Best Disney soundtrack?
It's a top. It is
Don't
a.
Don't at me, mate. Best Disney
you
soundtrack.
You think full stop?
Yeah. Can we name a better one?
Hercules. Yes, it shows. Hercules was on a roll.
Yeah, Hercules is great. Hercules is great.
Zero to Hero. I will go most anywhere to find where I belong. But the thing is, I think with a Disney film, I think you have an inherent bias towards the one from your childhood. And I think
which is why
Hercules
I love Moana so much. So I've watched it with my children.
Moanageddon.
Yep.
Is it Moana in Vietnam?
Ooh,
or is it a war in the world of Moana?
I was not thinking about either of those things. I was thinking Moana in space.
Bollocks, that's what Armageddon is.
That's what Armageddon is, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Everyone
how do you not know what the movie Armageddon is?
Nothing about film.
So, what did you study at university?
I studied accounting.
No, come on.
I studied film.
Yeah, and you must have watched Armageddon every term.
Yeah, we did it during the Michael Bay season. That I did a module just
a module on Michael Bay.
Michael Bay and Jerry Bruckheimer. Really huge, honestly. Now I'm totally on board. Moana goes to space as a driller.
Look, she's already saved her own nation. And people back in the US have noted that. They're like, bloody hell, that island was nearly going to go extinct. And a small child saved it.
And there was that big lava monster and she just...
dealt with it. So an asteroid should be a cinch. So Moana gets recruited by NASA and she goes into space with Bruce Willis.
And does The Rock get involved?
Yeah, The Rock's involved. Obviously, The Rock's involved. If they remade Armageddon now, The Rock would be the main character.
Actually, for the record, now that I mention it, if at any point we've come up with a film and we haven't mentioned that The Rock is in it, he's in every film we've made so far.
Yeah.
As per real life,
exactly. A fun game. If they were to remake films now,
yeah.
Would The Rock be the main man? Armageddon, yes. Air Force One, yes. It's a matter of time before The Rock plays the US president.
I was going to say, I'm surprised
he hasn't been
in a Michael Bay film, but he has. It was Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain. Oh, yeah.
So, I think The Rock, I mean, most...
Die Hard.
Is he too big and handsome for Die Hard? He is too big and handsome for everything.
Yeah, very true. So, and also nothing. Philadelphia.
He's like a living paradox. He's simultaneously
Schindler's
two
List.
And two. He could do a reverse.
Liam Neeson.
He could do a
reverse Neeson.
He could do
Imagine
a reverse
that.
Neeson.
Well, it's like the reconnaissance in a way, right?
Yeah.
Or what Vince Vaughn's doing now. Mad. It literally proves. But this whole Vince Vaughn thing. Like, can you just do that in Hollywood?
I think so.
You can just be like, I'm going to stop cashing in and get cast as a serious actor.
I'll
be honest. I thought Vince Vaughn was past the point of, like, retribution. Does this mean that Rob Schneider could start turning his hand to serious acting?
Yeah, and also, before we move on, I have no doubt that The Rock is completely capable of being a brilliant actor if he wants to be.
Oh, no, I love The Rock.
So I think it's entirely possible. If he wanted to just switch it on...
Would it be hard to take him seriously? He is always The Rock, right? We haven't referred to him by his name for the whole thing.
Yeah. It is weird because he is trying to go by Dwayne Johnson more now.
Yeah, but
he's such a famous wrestler that even in his future careers,
yeah,
even if like he starts being an actor and starts, I don't know.
Brain surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be Dr. The Rock Johnson.
Dr. The Rock will see you now. Dr. Rock.
A film about an action brain surgeon played by The Rock is
brilliant.
See, Hollywood gold.
I think it's time now to pitch our own.
Okay.
You and I, toe to toe. What you got?
I don't know if you've seen the film recently. It hasn't come out quite yet, but it's doing all the awards circuits with Shia LaBeouf about the two tennis heavyweights.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen the Star Wars trailer recently.
Yeah.
Porg McEnroe.
Right. First off, does a Porg become a professional tennis player, or is McEnroe recruited to fight the Empire?
Shia LaBeouf is playing McEnroe, who is. But they're working together. It's a buddy team. Also, a Porg would look bloody adorable with one of those little tennis headbands.
Oh, it looks so cute. A little racket. Is the Porg... Now, is the Porg our Ewok?
What do you mean?
Basically there to sell cuddly toys.
Oh, 100%. But BB-8 was there to sell toys and stuff, and he was still fun.
I think you'll find BB-8 was key to the plot of that movie, mate.
I don't see... Also,
the Porg that's in the Millennium Falcon is a little Porg, but I've seen a picture with a great big Porg.
What do you mean? Oh, they grow bigger and bigger, so it's a baby Porg.
Yeah, it's a baby Porg. Oh, so they grow to like full size one,
like
I'm sure.
Emperor penguin size.
Yeah. Interesting, hey?
That is a good fact.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but like if they're funny and good, like I don't really understand why they can't, why it's not a problem to have their cake and eat it too. It's a bit like Baby Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I don't care that it, like, let's be fair, it probably did sell a lot of toys. Yeah. It's still great.
Rian Johnson, if you've got anything about you in this movie, you'll make it so that Porgs can grow to 8 foot tall. And then John Boyega will slice one open and sleep in it.
It's like...
Because that would be amazing, because the internet's gone mad for Porgs. They're the cutest thing ever. Imagine if 30 minutes into the film, we've fallen in love with Porgs, and John Boyega just fucking slices one in half and uses it as a...
I thought it smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah, exactly.
What it would do... So the current haters who are there just going, oh, it's just Ewoks, it's just there to sell toys... They'd have a reverse. They'd be like, "They're brutal."
Yeah, exactly.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And all the people who love them would be like, "They'd care for them even horrible."
More. Yeah.
Screaming kids running out of cinemas.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Beyond Porg.
Right. Yeah. So Porg McEnroe. I don't know. I kind of just like the idea that Borg is like more reserved, serious player of the two, and McEnroe's the wild card, isn't it? That's the whole kind of dynamic of the two. So the Porg can just be quite quiet and to itself, and McEnroe's screaming there going, he could, like, you know, he's like, you gotta be kidding me. He's not even a person. This is not even a human. Why am I playing this thing? Because, like you say, he's 8 foot and he's got a massive wingspan and he's using his wings as rackets. It's not really fair. And it wins the Palme d'Or.
I've got a feeling... yours is going to beat mine, because mine's very much a poor visual gag.
Great.
The Wizard of Ounce.
Wait. Oh, that's a thinker.
It's a bit of a thinker. That's all I've got. I think it might be about a drug dealer.
The Wizard of Ounce, a film about a drug dealer, is pretty fun.
You think so?
Yeah, but like, I don't know where we can go past the fact that it's like, yeah, it's just like Mr. Nice.
Yeah, well, there you go. You win.
But no... What about Cash Me Outside, How About Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, Cash Me Outside, How About Da Vinci Code, that's probably the winner, isn't it?
I would say Cash Me Outside, How About Da Vinci Code is the best film we've ever come up with. And what we didn't mention was Robert Langdon is the guy from the meme looking backwards like he's attracted to someone else, played perfectly by The Rock.
Of course. Hanks's time is up on those movies.
Yeah.
Step aside.
They don't even mention it.
Yeah, no, it's just, way. Just The Rock.
It's just The Rock now. And no one cares. If there was going to be anyone who The Rock could replace, and it would still be a bit of an uproar, Tom Hanks is probably the closest to getting, because he is beloved.
He is beloved. And it'd be like, imagine Forrest Gump.
What, with The Rock?
With The Rock.
The Rock is living Forrest Gump with The Rock.
Yeah, very true. That's very true. Forrest Gump with The Rock is just The Rock biopic.
Yeah. Done. That's the winning film.
There you go. Done. Right. Wow, that felt like it really... We were really super speedy there. Like we're talking at a million miles an hour.
Wow. It's all that speed we took before we came in the studio.
Yeah, it'd be the drugs. It'd be the Wizard of Ounce sorting us out.
What you didn't hear is Joel took his mic out of the stand and was just running in circles the whole time I was talking. It was kind of distracting.
I'm excellent at silently running. It's a gift. Right, so that draws us to the end of our time. Please be sure to subscribe and review and do all of those lovely things that podcasters ask you to do. John, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
We need to go now because, as ever, there's a knock at the studio door. And it's a giant Porg.
It's a giant Porg. Was it? Well, how is he going to record? He can't even speak.
All right, mate, we'll get out. See you later.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.